We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Chris Hoch, till the top of the hour. And a little side note, gentlemen, this was revealed. The Jets opening with the entire AFC North. So at least I have this much. Since the NFL went to its current divisional format in 2002. Only two other teams, although I will say two other teams, surprisingly, yeah, for me, two other teams have opened the season by playing an entire other division. The Giants in 02 played the NFC West in a row, and New Orleans in 04 played the NFC West in a row.
It's amazing what you can find out, isn't
it? It's incredible.
It's incrinculant.
Yeah.
Do you know how the NFL selects the schedule? How do they put it together? I mean, is it how random? How do they do that?
I don't know.
I mean, it's based partially on your winning percentage.
I don't know how they do it, when you play.
I don't know.
I think the Steelers asked to have the Raiders game over Christmas to celebrate, and they obliged.
I know how they determine who you play.
Yeah.
But how do they determine when those games
Very carefully, very complicatedly.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Chris.
Computer formula, I know that.
And it was fitting we started with James Ferrier. He used to be on the Jets.
Yes.
But let me ask you this. Put yourself back in your Steeler locker room with Dick LeBeau and John Mitchell and Joey Porter and Casey Hampton and company. You're playing the Jets this week.
That puts me in a happy place.
A happy place, I bet.
Yeah, it does.
You're playing the Jets this week. And in behind closed doors, you know that they're either going to go with Zach Wilson, young kid who runs around, or Joe Flacco, the old war horse who can pass it a little bit. Which guy would you guys rather go after this week?
Interesting question. I thought you were going to ask me what Coach LeBeau, what his message would be to us at the defense. But who would we rather go against? I would say we'd rather probably go against Zach Wilson because he's going to be rusty.
You guys destroyed young rookies. Quarterback.
Mm.
Although he's still not a rookie.
You know, Coach Tomlin always says, right, when they ask about a guy who's injured and whether he's going to play that week, and he says, we'll let our practice be our guy. Right. He's not going to let a young guy like a Zach Wilson practice, you know, for a couple of days and then play, right? I think here at the Steelers, he'd let them practice for a couple of weeks and then put him out there. Zach Wilson is coming out. He's on the field now for the first time with the team, and he's going to play on Sunday. I think the timing's going to be an issue, I think, in terms of – chemistry between him and the receivers. You also have a left tackle out there at our offensive line. They're playing with their fourth
and fifth string
tackles, right? And so, I mean, his blind spot, he better be running for his life. I know he's talking this week about wanting to extend plays, and that's what he likes to do. You better be ready because Alex Highsmith's coming off that edge, and unless you leave a tight end in there to block or have it back
up. TJ was going to play.
Oh, goodness. It would be lights out. They wouldn't play him this week.
Hoagie, I think Joe or one of us asked McFadden, if you were playing the Steelers now, would you rather play Pickett or Trubisky? And he said Pickett. Yeah. He said, we feel like we could confuse rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah, because, listen, they're still learning. And so we were really good back in those days at disguising the coverage, right? And we called it sugar. Where you would sugar the blitz. You'd fake the blitz coming from one, whether it was up the middle or whether it was from the side, and you come from the other side. So it was disguising your blitzes. We had veteran guys on the back end and veteran linebackers that were really good at those kind of things. So a rookie would come up, and they wouldn't realize it, and they'd think the blitz was coming from the strong side, and we came off the weak, right? Or they thought we were coming from the strong, and we come up the middle. I mean, we had really good guys that could do that. You had Troy Polamalu, who would come up the line of scrimmage, and he would literally be in the B gap, and when the ball was snapped, he was in center field like Superman.
You tortured people. But let me ask you this. If they've effectively negated Trubisky's ability to stand there at the line of scrimmage and switch plays, what good is his veteran experience?
There's a lot to this, Starkey, but the reality is people have said that he's the best fit right now for Canada's offense. I don't know what Canada's offense is.
No, yeah, but specific to that question, are they not taking advantage of his ability to combat what a defense is doing if he can't change the play?
He's made the comment himself that doesn't have the ability to audible. Very rarely does he have an opportunity to audible at the line of scrimmage. So we have to take him at his word, and we're hearing that what's coming out of there and that he comes to the line of scrimmage and he knows we're supposed to move the ball the majority of the time. And you're seeing that. And if that option's not open, he's checking it down. And so that's why you're seeing the ball the majority of time going outside the hashes, because it is the safest throw on the field.
Has the offensive line got a little better?
They have gotten better.
They're not as bad as I thought they were going to be.
No, and listen, it's easy to blame.
And I'm not saying they're great.
It's easy to blame the offensive line. If you want to see a bad offensive line, watch the Bengals. I mean, they're still
bad. Watch them tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they're still bad. Burrow. I'm saying this about, Bengals. I mean, one of our rivals here, division foe. Poor Burrow, I mean, it looks like he's running for his dear life half the game. Right? That's a bad offensive line. I think these guys are getting better. Are they getting beat at times? Sure. But guys get beat all the time, and I think it's magnified right now because for some reason everybody wants to blame someone, and they've been the scapegoat to this point.
Yeah, part of me wonders how they would do if it was a riskier offense where they took a little more time instead of checking down and being real careful. I don't know, but
let me tell you the struggle here, Starkey.
Yeah.
They've got to throw the ball down the field. They've got to stretch the field. They've got to get teams out of you call single high. I'm going to tell you right now, when you have a single high safety and you only have and you have one safety in the box, it is hard to run the ball against eight guys in the box. Right? There's an extra defender. And so what happens is we're trying to run the ball against eight guys most of the time. That's why we've got to throw the ball down the field, and we've got to be able to throw the ball up, and our receivers got to go up and make those combat catches so they can respect that deep ball and now say, well, listen, we can't go a single high because they're beating us, so we've got to go two over the top, two shell, two high, and help the cornerbacks over the top. We're not making teams do that. So we're making it tough on us to run the ball, and we're making it
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tough because we don't throw the ball deep.
That's what I mean, Ron. And you mean too. Coaches try to complicate this to the point where it's like a nuclear science here.
Yeah.
It's counting.
Stretch the field. That's why I think
there's one guy back there. How about we go deep?
Yeah.
And test it.
Test it.
There's eight guys in the box.
Let our guy make a play.
We got a 6'10 receiver in Chase Claypool.
Right.
Throw the ball up, let him go and get it. Right? And take chances, but we did that a couple times last game, but it seemed like we got away from that in the second half. First half, he threw the ball up, and I think that's helpful for the offense. Even if you don't complete it, the defensive coordinator says, that was close. We better give it.
How much did they use Freiermuth to help block Myles Garrett the other day? Because they didn't throw to Freiermuth until the fourth quarter. Taking a shot in the middle of the field.
The catches he made, the first one was a combat catch. He's a great receiver.
Right. I mean, but my point is, why didn't they throw to him more early in the game, or did they have to keep him in for Myles Garrett?
They kept him in. I don't think the whole game, but they kept him in. But the ball primarily is not to go to that part of the field. The ball is to go outside the hashes. It's where he wants to go with that ball is he wants to take the ball, boom, boom, and throw it out where there is less risk. I don't know who's making that decision or what's going on, but the offense right now is a risk-averse offense, and that's why they're taking that safe throw out to the sideline. Because they're saying, okay, either it's going to be an incomplete pass or we're going to catch it. But we're not going to risk a turnover.
We're going to get your prediction in a moment. I have a quick side question.
Yes.
Just reading about Solomon Thomas, Jets tackle, says he saw the Giants, the receiver Sterling Shepard, tear his ACL the other night, among several injuries like that. And this is an old cry among NFL players, an old complaint, I think a legit one. He says, we got to get rid of turf fields. Did you guys feel that way? Did you feel that way?
Well, the new turf fields, the field turf, I don't think that, is a big issue. Now, you can have struggles. I think there is an argument when it's really hot in some of these areas. I think you got to go to grass because it gets really sticky, the rubber. But, you know, largely, I didn't mind playing in it. But there is an argument. I've heard arguments for the, on that side that when it gets really hot, only when it's hot in the month of August, September, down south, it gets sticky and you can get your, you can get caught. And that's why you should be wearing turf shoes on that rather than cleats, because cleats will get stuck down in that stickiness.
Who do you got this week? You like, yeah, you were right last week. You said the Browns in a close one.
Yeah.
Who do you like this week?
I you know, with everything, with all the hair that the Steelers got on them right now, I still think that they're going to win this game. Let me tell you why. I think with Zach Wilson coming in, they're going to try to establish the run. I think the Steelers, I feel that they will be better against the run with the weekend off. They really, truly were gassed. I think they'll have their legs underneath them. And some of these guys that legs were failing them will get back over the week. So I think that they're going to stop the run a little bit better than they have been doing it. And Zach Wilson is going to turn the ball over to the Steelers. And I think the Steelers win this game 21-10.
Fairly convincing. Double digits.
Yeah.
And then the grind starts, doesn't it?
It's the grind. Listen, if they don't win this game, Cookie, if they don't win this game, and if they're 1-3 coming out of this and not 2-2, they can lose control of this season really fast.
Can be 1-7.
Yeah, really fast.
Buffalo, Miami, Philly, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
It can be 1-7.
It could get ugly quick. So that's, they've got to hold serve here.
2-6 would be
if they lose and Trubisky's bad, do you think that he does go to Pickett for Buffalo?
No.
If Trubisky is horrible in the first half and they fall behind by double digits, would he go to Pickett for the second half?
No.
He's convinced.
All right.
He's not going to change. Coach Tomlin is unwavered. When he
singularly focused, you might say.
Singularly focused. He's not going to start. He has a plan, and he's going to stick to that plan.
And
he's not going to let anybody change his mind.
He's going to show steely resolve.
Steely resolve.
If he made his decisions that where the wind blew – I mean, listen,
But you think his plan is no matter what, aside from injury, no matter what.
I don't know what his plan is. No, I don't know.
But do you think it is no matter what Pickett sits this season? Aside from injury.
The whole season, maybe to the bye week. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if anybody knows the answer to that except for him. But I'll tell you this. We've seen Coach Tomlin do his best coaching when the Steelers' backs were against the wall, correct? I mean, think about how many times that people say, Tomlin could have lost that locker room, but they turned around and made a respectable season out of this, and they came out just above 500. Tomlin doesn't lose the locker room. Tomlin is convicted in his positions, and he's going to coach that up, and he's going to find a way to make this team.
A wise man once told me that if I listen to you on the outside, I'm going to be the one that gets fired, not you. I'm going to do it my way, and I can see why he shows, quote,
and he's been successful.
Steely resolve.
Yep. Might not like it, but that's how it is.
A wise man told me you better have a quarterback if you're going to win in the
NFL.
They have their quarterback. Who? So,
Pickett, but it's a long-term plan. They're playing the long game here, Starkey. They're not playing the short game.
They're playing the long game, Joe.
Best,
like you in golf.
Game.
You work on your long game and your short game.
You got to understand, they're playing the long game
here.
Hey,
I do understand, and I also hear it when Hall of Famers say out loud, I had Troy Aikman when my rookie year, and it helped us.
How many of those Hall of Famers have been successful coaches?
That we went through it together.
How many of those NFL Hall of Fame players who I love and respect all of, I love those guys. I mean, I played with some of them and I know them all. How many of those guys have been a head coach?
How many have tried and failed? I don't know. Would Michael Irvin make a good coach? I don't know.
Rod Woodson?
Did he try?
Rod's a phenomenal person. I mean, he's an outstanding person. But they haven't been a head coach, and he's a head coach who's been successful. Say what you want about Mike Tomlin and you know, maybe some of the decisions he makes on the field, time management, whatever. The guy is a winner.
Thank you, Hokie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.